No surprise with this sentence. College is expensive in today's world. It costs much more relative to income than it once did. And within the last couple of years, student loan debt for all the people who owe money on college loans crossed the $1 trillion mark for the first time. There are many, many sources of financial aid available for students, but the number and variety of scholarships and grants can make you a little dizzy. Oregon offers a single portal to access those. Let's find out more. Bob Brew is the executive director of the Oregon Office of Student Access and Completion, which, Bob, I assume is acronymed OSAC.
That's correct, Jeff. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Give us a bit of history on OSAC. It is not a new entity, apparently.
No. We started in the 1950s and have been going strong ever since. We started as a head of the Oregon Chancellor's Office and became an independent commission to primarily first to administer Oregon's need-based grants, and then over the years our responsibilities have expanded. We now administer over 500 different scholarship funds that are privately funded that students can access through an online portal, single application, and potentially get up to I think we gave away $17 million last year. And then our third line of business, of course, is our Aspire program, which is a mentoring program to help students think about and make plans for their post-high school career.
So they can begin thinking about what they're going to do after they're done with their schooling. Got it. So the basic mission is it sounds like to be a pipeline, then, to make sure that you're connecting the people and the dollars.
Exactly. That's exactly what we do.
Now, is this for any and all colleges and universities, just the state system? I mean, how broad is the mandate?
Okay, so with the opportunity grant, it's required that money be used for students attending college in Oregon, and it can be used at any of our public community colleges, four-year universities, or any nonprofit university that's based in Oregon. And then our scholarships, because they're privately funded, there's something for everyone. There's the scholarships that are for public universities, scholarships for community colleges. Some can be used out of state. Some are only in state. We even have one that's specifically for people that want to study artisan crafts, like if you wanted to learn how to make classical guitars, there's a scholarship for that.
Well, I was just about to say there does seem to be a fair number of exotic kinds of scholarships that are very, very uniquely tailored to something, and you just gave a good example there with the people who want to build classical guitars. Are all of those available through OSAC's portal, or are there still some places where you have to go offline and do basically the web equivalent of what we used to do, which is use little tear-off sheets in college?
No, so you can go online at our website, which is OregonStudentAid.gov, and you can do the application. It's fairly simple. It's pretty broad. We don't have big long essays. We have kind of four personal statements. Put down your community activities and so on, your high schools and so on, and we'll help you find scholarships that you would qualify for.
And are the qualifications very, very different from scholarship to scholarship?
Sure. Some of them are, we have scholarships that are for, obviously, recent high school grads. We have scholarships for single parents. We have scholarships specifically for folks that either never went to college or went to college for a few terms and then dropped out. We have scholarships for, we have some that have a need-based component, some that have a merit-based component, a specific GPA. Some require none of that. So it's really, there's a whole variety of opportunities.
And how long has the web portal existed to be able to access all these?
I think we've been around for, I think we went fully online about 4 years ago. I think we've had the option for about 6 years.
All right. And so you got a little ahead of the game. So not quite like Oregon, Cover Oregon, rather.
No comment.
All right. Good plan there. Bob Brew is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the executive director of the Oregon Office of Student Access and Completion, or OSAC. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about hunting down financial aid money for people attempting to go to college through OSAC. Our phone number here, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned, Bob, giving out $17 million last year, or at least getting people access to $17 million in scholarships and grants. Is that everything available, or is there some that ended up still on the table that just never got spoken for?
Yeah, there are every year there are a few things that are that end up going unclaimed. Either they didn't have, you know, the requirements may be very specific, just for example, if let's just say it was a scholarship said, we're looking for a graduate of Astoria High School that wants to go to Eastern Oregon University. There might not be a lot of people in that applicant pool. So, you know, every year there are a few. I wanted to point out one other thing, because we are a state of Oregon agency, mm-hmm. but one of our biggest partners is the Ford Family Foundation, and it's a legacy of Kenneth Ford of Roseburg Forest Products, and he also has us administer several scholarships for students that and potential students from Siskiyou County, California, and I know that's in your listening area, so I would encourage folks from Siskiyou County to also go to OregonStudentAid.gov, because there are scholarships there that they qualify for.
Oh, very good. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, we do, in fact, serve Siskiyou County through transmitters in both Yreka and Mount Shasta. So OregonStudentAid.gov for Siskiyou County students. And this is through the Ford Family Foundation, which I think a lot of us labored around thinking was part of the Ford car family. No, in fact, we're talking about the Ford timber family.
Exactly. And those are not just for high school students. Those are for single parents, adults returning to school, and so on. So check it out if you live in Siskiyou County.
All right, good plan. We mentioned the $17 million and some money still left over, obviously. What's the approximate number of students that got served through OSAC last year?
Oh, from private scholarships, I think about 3,700, and from the Oregon Opportunity Grant, about 32,000. And then we have the Oregon Opportunity Grant gives away about $55 million a year. So, like I said, I've got the best job in the world, helping students fulfill their dreams. So
that is a great job. Let's talk about the mechanics of the Oregon Opportunity Grant, because we mentioned a couple times now. I mean, what it takes to qualify, where it goes, all that.
Sure. So the Oregon Opportunity Grant is a need-based grant that students can apply for and they can get it up for up to 12 terms, so essentially 4 years of college. It's need-based, so all they have to do to apply for that grant is to fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA, as it's known. This is also the application that you would fill out if you're, you know, to apply for the Pell Grant or any federal student loans and so on. So it's something that students are going to do anyway, but the earlier they get in the queue, the better they are the more likely they are to be able to access the Opportunity Grant money.
I have noticed the way that what used to be called the financial aid form, the FAF, and the Family Financial Statement, the FFS, have seemed to have merged over the years into the FAFSA. And it's interesting that that first F has to be free. Did some people simply not apply for financial aid because they didn't understand that just applying was free?
Yeah, you know, we were just doing some research on this, and it's estimated that up to about 20% of students that currently would qualify for the Pell Grant don't even fill out the FAFSA. And that's, you know, that's free money that doesn't have to be paid back. But for whatever reason, they choose not to fill out the FAFSA, and so they're leaving this federal entitlement on the table.
Wow. So the number of dollars that are owed by students for college could be a bit less anyway if they were taking advantage of all the things that were out there for them.
Yeah, the Pell Grant, a full Pell Grant is $5,600. And that's, you know, if you got the Pell Grant, that would fully cover your tuition and fees at a community college.
Our guest again is Bob Brew, Executive Director of the Oregon Office of Student Access and Completion, OSAC. We're talking about the ability to apply for grants and scholarships through that single portal at the Oregon Office of Student Access and Completion at OregonStudentAid.gov. As you heard, some of the scholarships are also available in Siskiyou County because it's a timber family, the Ford Foundation. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 around the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. What's the real sweet spot here then, Bob, for when people should be applying? Should they start this process middle of their junior years, for example?
Okay. So for the FAFSA, I always suggest people do it as soon after January 1st as they can. Even if, most folks don't file their taxes until April, and that's part of what's required for the FAFSA. But if you can estimate it and get it done as early after January 1st as you can, it improves your opportunity to get to get the Oregon Opportunity Grant. So soon after January 1st, and then you can go back in and edit it. Our private scholarship funds, we just opened the application, and it's open now. It was open November 3rd, and this is for students that want to go to school starting in the fall. So it's mostly be seniors now, if they're in high school. Mm-hmm. Of course, adult students can,
anytime.
That's kind of irrelevant, right?
Sure. All right, so that's good to know, though. So they just opened on November 3rd, and this is for the 2015-2016 school year, the next academic year starting in August and September.
Exactly. And our application stays open until the beginning of March. So I would highly encourage folks, if they're even thinking about going to college in the fall, to go online, look at the application, see the kind of information that we're looking at, and so they can just start pulling stuff together, kind of like you might do with your income taxes or something. So you start putting stuff together, give some thought to the questions and so on. You can start an application and then go back in later and edit it and update it and so on. So it's not a one-shot deal. You can start an application, save it, and work on it over time. But the sooner folks get in there, take a look at it, and kind of know what's required, the better prepared they'll be.
That's good to know. Then they can chip away at it. They don't have to do the whole thing at once. They can come back to it as their information improves and actually update the information.
Right. And, I can really tell. I read a lot of these applications, and you can really tell the people that have given some thought to it versus the folks that just, sat down at 11:55 on the night before it was due and threw something together. And obviously the folks that put some thought into it are more successful.
And Bob, is it a rolling award for the private scholarships in particular, where as people qualify, it's a first-come, first-served thing, or is it everybody's held until the window closes and then, bam, they all get awarded at once?
Everybody's held until the window closed. We have, we have two deadlines. The first deadline is February 15th. And anyone who gets their scholarship application filed and completed by then, it qualifies for being in the drawing for one of our, early bird scholarships. And these are just $500 cash award that are drawn randomly from people who get their application in early. I think we have 10 to 14 of those awards that we give out every year. And not only do you get qualify for this potential scholarship drawing, but we'll review your application, point out any flaws or missing information, and communicate that back with you so you can get it all cleaned up by the final deadline of March 3rd. So gives you a little extra editing resource that you can then go in and improve your scholarship. So, and then our final deadline is, I think, March 3rd this year because of a weekend.
So you mentioned, certainly by numbers, $17 million last year. Given that college costs a lot more than it used to, does this mean that the financial aid is also greater than it used to be, or has it kept up?
I won't say that it's kept up, but it's more than it used to be. I think we administer 500 funds now. I think it was only a few years ago that we had 350 or so on. So a lot of people are endowing scholarships or establishing scholarships. The Pell Grant is higher than it used to be. I don't think it's kept up with tuition costs, but it does go up every year. The Opportunity Grant, of course, is subject to appropriation by the Oregon legislature, but we have really tried to work on having that at least increase as tuition goes up, even if we can't do the same percentage.
Bob, you did mention essays. So, I mean, how comprehensive are any of the essays? And are they specifically for the private scholarships or for the Opportunity Grant too?
No, there's no scholarship. There's no essay requirement for the Opportunity Grant. The essays that we have in the scholarship application for most scholarships, it's just these four personal statements. I think they're about 150 words. So kind of talking about, you know, what's a significant challenge you faced in your life and things like that, different allow the reviewers to get a picture of you and so on. And those are used by most of our scholarship reviewers. A few scholarships require a longer essay, mm-hmm. But that's something you can opt in to do that extra work and qualify for that scholarship, or you can just say, I'm not interested in doing that extra work and not do that application.
Right. Either way, you know by going on and making the application process through OregonStudentAid.gov. Bob Brews, the Executive Director at the Oregon Office of Student Access and Completion, OSAC. Bob, thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jeff.